Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Success is a sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. That is a quote by Robert Collier. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what it means to be full-time artist, full-time anything, working full-time. So what are you guys working on? So what are you guys working on?
A little bit of everything.
I
don't know. I'm kind of like at a stopping point at starting a new little collection. I don't know what it's going to be or what it is yet. Just kind of doing research and figuring out what it is I want to create next.
I'm always amazed at you. I feel like you create so many collections so fast.
You really do.
Yeah.
Are you still doing the little challenge that you had set for yourself?
No, that finished, which I did miss one day. But yeah, that was a hard one to keep up with. I'm glad it was only 5 days long.
There you go. What are you working on, Stephanie?
I'm still painting my Into the Woods series. I think I'm getting closer to being done. I've painted like 3 big paintings for it and probably about 5 or 6 smaller ones. The smaller ones are more product oriented and the larger ones are more collector oriented. So been working on that. And then a whole bunch of little things that just fill in the time that seem to take up majority of the paint time that I would like to be painting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm going to be giggly today. I'm going to try and stop that because I know it's annoying.
No, you're going to make us all giggly.
Okay. What are you working on, Rachel?
Well, I'm finishing up my line and my draft, which are in the back there. So I did a pop art draft because I've done one in the Very Perry collection. So I wanted to do a different one.
Yeah, do the, I don't know what it is, Marvelous Magenta. No, it's Very, what is it? Something.
It was Very Perry.
That was Very Perry. It was last year. What's Magenta this year?
Oh, I don't remember the name of it. I have such a hard time remembering that one's name.
Bright. It's magenta, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Magenta. I love magenta.
Yeah.
Pretty. Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist.
I was going to say, are you guys full-time artists? And if not, why?
So I think I would classify myself as a full-time creative if I had to classify, because artist is, I think, limited to the idea that I create art like all the time, but I don't just do that. I write books. I write, I draw, I build websites, I do all sorts of things that are actually creative in nature. So.
So should there be a distinction? Thank you. Why did that word get caught?
You know, people in podcast land are going, distinction.
I know, they're yelling at me. Should there be a difference between being creative and an artist? So
should there
you
be?
Say, I'm a creative. It sounds a little, well, cute, but maybe.
I don't know, because like, for me personally, when I was you know, quote unquote, transitioning to be, and I put that in air quotes, to be a full-time artist. As I was writing one of my, I don't know, some little caption or about me or something, I looked up the definition of visual artist. because I always thought a visual artist to me was more of a fine artist, which is more like you two. And as I looked up this definition, here's listed interior designer, architect, all these different things under visual art. And I was like, oh, so I am a visual artist. I've always been a visual artist. And I didn't really think about it in that sense, because to me too, I struggle sometimes putting myself in the artist category because I'm not a fine artist. I'm definitely more illustrative in my art form than I am realistic by any means. So I don't know. This whole thought popped into my head when, you know, we were looking at what we were going to talk about on our list. And I'm like, is there really a full-time artist?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about like we talked a little bit about it before we even kind of got started. If you look at the term full-time artist, what does that even mean? Because it's like, I'm always a full-time mom, but it doesn't mean that that's what my job is or,
right.
But I'm never away from it. So the same could be true and said for an artist. I'm always a full-time artist because I'm always thinking about it.
Like, yep.
It's like, I'm always thinking about my kids.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here this morning doing some project management stuff, but yet my brain is half over thinking about my next, you know, project and what I want to draw next. I've had something on my mind for a really long time. So even though I'm focusing in on, quote, again, in air quotes, my day job, I'm thinking about art all the time.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, we're full-time wives, full-time, you know, family person, full-time mom, you know, full-time friend, but we don't really, it's kind of, I guess, a balance.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that whole balance concept is derived by people who want to sell you something. There's no such thing as balance.
No.
I am almost 50 and never once have I had what somebody would equate to balance. There's a constant juggling act.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up too, because that's, you know, I'm joking around with the fact that, you know, I had volunteered my time to help somebody with something and I've fallen so behind on getting to it because I've been learning how to balance, you know, all the different balls in the air right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm really sorry, you know, it is what it is, but I don't think there is balance because there's always something in the way that's something that's screaming louder than something else when you're passionate of more than one thing in your life, which most of us are, because most of us have families. Most of us, you know, have our art, we have our job, we may like gardening or working out or whatever it may be. So it's really hard to find that balance, which also makes me think, is there really such a thing as a full-time artist?
Well, I want to kind of throw this to Rachel here for a second, because Rachel, you're probably the newest to all of this. And, you know, you've got your day job, you're doing it all.
I was going to say, I liked what Julie said, that you're juggling. And I feel like it's not balancing. You're not balancing. You're juggling. And it's how many balls do you have in the air or whatever you're juggling. And, you know, you're going to be dropping some. You're going to be starting over. you're going to be like, okay, I can't do five. So let me see if I can do four.
Right, right.
Maybe we'll just do one right now. So, I mean, it's all in the flow of your life, because you, the minute you've got it, quote unquote, all together, that's when it hits the fan.
Of course, yeah. Somebody else throws a ball in the sequence and you're like, oh,
yeah. Or, exactly. Yeah, or, you know, somebody sets you on fire or something, you're like, oh, I wasn't planning on that. That wasn't in my act.
Right, right.
Like a circus, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah. That is such a good analogy. So we are the clowns with the balls up in the air in the three ring circus.
Yeah.
Three rings. I like that.
That's funny. I never really thought about it that way when I say juggling, but you're right.
It is. I mean, it's really true. Cause, and like I said, I mean, it really does depend on the season of your life or maybe even the hour of the day. You know, we've talked to a couple of different other people who said, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes a day to do something creative, you know, for yourself, then do that.
Right.
But sometimes, I mean, it gets down to minutes for some people.
Yep.
And, you know, for me, I can set aside some hours.
Yeah.
Right. So, but some people aren't going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, and then I think too about the some of the artists that I know that I'm envious of, because that is, I mean, that's their whole life is centered around their art. Mm-hmm. But I also find that very much more rare than somebody who is, you know, I guess, what am I trying to say? It's just more rare to find somebody that's their whole life centers around that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the same thing it could be said for some of the executive women that are out in the workforce. They've made the decision to solely focus on their career and they've excelled because of that. Same could be true for the artists that all they do, they've, you know, decided they've made those life decisions to not have kids and the life decisions to not have a spouse.
Yep.
So they can focus 100% on their art.
And yep.
And they're successful because of that.
Yeah.
Fewer balls to juggle.
Right.
Exactly. I think that's like for anyone, whether it be, like you said, an executive, mm-hmm. an artist, a dancer, you know, mm-hmm. People always, you know, if you're going to do 100% on something, but, you know, what do we tell the artist that's out there that has the three kids, the laundry and all that stuff? I think our quote today was, you do the little things each and every day, like do 5 minutes.
Yeah. I kind of go back to what Susan Hensel, what she said, where, and I think you said it too, you show up, you make your mark and you make another mark in the time that you have.
Yes.
And I think we have all elected in our lives to have the family, to have, you know, different responsibilities than just what we had. And we came to this art thing kind of later in life. So we've made these decisions and those decisions have led to a different type of work that we create and a different type of appreciation that we have for the time that we are able to spend on that. But we don't discount the life experiences that we've have and that we've been given to get to come here. And I think that's very, very important to also recognize that we are all exceptionally blessed.
Yeah.
We get discouraged because we don't have as much time as we want, but we have so much to allocate our time to that we need to be reminded to be thankful for, I think.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And that's really a let's listen to that again type of moment. Because that's very true.
Yeah. It's so easy to be envious of other people when we're on the outside. We have no
idea. Oh, yeah. We have no idea. No. You're absolutely correct.
If you think about the famous artists in the past, most of them have been men. And, you know, they they had people taking care of their house or the this and that, and they, you know, people doing their laundry, or they did laundry, you know, who knows, maybe they didn't they had a wife or something, I don't know. But like, especially us as women, and I know we're mothers and we're taking care of the house, like usually we come second, like we're the ones taking care of and making it all possible, making it right. Good for our husbands as well. So we're making it easy on them. Yeah. And then we get the leftover time frame. Yeah. And I think a lot of women now are struggling with that.
Yeah.
And artists. I mean, that's why I think that's one reason why we kind of got together, is to support each other. Just emotionally. Exactly. Oh my God. If I have to fold one more pair of underwear,
I don't understand why they can't pick up their own towels, but,
exactly.
But that's, so one of the ways I try and remain grateful for the time that I do have is I wake up before everybody else, and I usually go to sleep after everybody. And so like the morning I wake up about 5:30, sometimes 5 o'clock, depends on if the cats and dogs wake me up and I can't go back to sleep. And I will use that time just to kind of plan my day. What are my priorities? What am I thankful for? And like this morning I sat on the front porch hoping for a sunrise. It was too cloudy, but you know, it's those alone moments that you realize how quiet everything is without everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's nice when everybody's up, but it's also nice to have that quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I do, is I use the morning and the evening to myself. And then every now and then I just have to close the door and go, look, everybody leave me alone. You don't want to be around me right now.
Right.
Love ya. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I spoke with a friend of mine, and she has a full-time job where she has her time is scheduled, yeah. You know, boom, 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 boom. And she said like when her daughter was, when they were home, she would have to walk in. I mean, like she kind of trained her daughter, but she's like, look, you will have 100% of me, but when I come home, you've got to give me 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Decompress, like go change my clothes, wash my face, whatever I gotta do.
Right.
Like give me a little time and then I'm yours.
Yeah.
You know, she called it just, you know, her time when she got home. And like her daughter does, you know, still respects that now to this day. And her daughter's older, you know, and doesn't even live with her, but like knows not to call between 5 and 5:30 or 5:30 and 6, right. Whatever. So maybe that's just something we too. You know, schedule our, you know, downtime or art time. I don't know. I guess it just comes to our scheduling and what we feel is important.
Well, I feel like we're going back to schedule, but yeah, I we're always talking about schedule and time here.
Yeah, I know. Like the question was, what is a full-time artist?
Is there something
right. full-time? I mean, well, is it 5 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day? Can you still be called a full-time artist?
They're always artists, actually. I don't think there's any such thing anymore.
Yeah, I think we need to get rid of the word full-time or part-time.
Yeah.
I
love that.
Yeah. I think an artist is a mindset.
Yes, thank you.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, that's a mug. Artist is a mindset. Okay.
Oh, yes. That's totally a mug.
Right.
We're all putting it in our shop. That needs to go in artist store. We need to have a shop.
Oh, we should ask the listeners, design a logo or design something with your artwork where it says artist is a mindset.
Who?
The listeners. I don't know. What do you want to do, Julie? You're the challenge queen, I think.
I think that would be kind of fun to solicit some ideas to put on the mugs in the shop.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now you guys have a challenge.
Oh.
It's not just us.
Yeah. Artist is a mindset. Is that what we're saying?
Yep. Artist is a mindset. I like that.
I love that.
Yeah. And it could also be art as a mindset as well. Because some people think art, like you were saying, Julie, that you didn't realize you were a visual artist.
Yeah.
You've been a visual artist your whole time, even with interior design. I mean, it was just a mindset. Your art, just turning it around for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So good.
I knew you guys would have the answers.
Always. We're so
full. Always. Always. We always have the answer, girlfriend.
Ask. Oh, goodness. I think that's important. I think people need to realize that, get rid of the full-time and part-time.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Are you happy and grateful for what you've got? Obviously, we all would like something different than what we have, but does that really matter in terms of you being an artist or not?
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm tired of labels.
Yeah, I agree. So
I got one thing to add before we close this one out. If you do come up with a design with artist is a mindset, put it on Instagram and hashtag artists soar so we can take a peek. Or just
Or put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Either one.
Email at what is it? Hello.
Hello. Hello at artistsoar.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. We'd love to see what you guys come up with for sure. Well, until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.